This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Last year, Mendocino County pushed back against AT&T's bid to abandon its role as the carrier of last resort for land service in rural areas. Their move raised concerns about the future of reliable communication in Mendocino County and other rural parts of the state. However, Judge Thomas Glagola's recent recommendations to dismiss AT&T's application has brought relief to many worried residents in Ukiah and beyond. Public outcry ensued after AT&T notified customers, including those in Mendocino County, of its intent to withdraw from rural landline services. Thousands of comments flooded in, emphasizing the necessity of landlines due to unreliable cell phones and internet coverage in areas throughout Northern California. Regina Costa of TURN, the Utility Reform Network, criticized AT&T's motives, arguing that the company's claims of promoting broadband access were unsubstantiated. She emphasized that AT&T's proposal lacked a clear plan for alternative service provision in Mendocino County and other rural areas. The administrative law judge handling the case questioned AT&T's assertions, pointing out that the company's arguments about regulatory constraints were inaccurate. Judge Glagola's recommendation underscored the necessity of ensuring an adequate replacement carrier before relieving AT&T of its responsibilities in Mendocino County and across California. Despite this setback, AT&T remains determined to secure relief from its carrier of last resort obligations. Regina Costa urged the public, especially in Mendocino County, to continue advocating against AT&T's efforts, emphasizing the importance of ongoing pressure to preserve essential telecommunication services in rural California. Now let's turn to a decades-old mystery in the area of Highway 175 between Lake and Mendocino counties, which has seen a breakthrough. On September 18, 1979, a couple hunting in the remote area stumbled upon skeletal remains. Deputy Powers from the Lake County Sheriff's Office responded and initiated a homicide investigation. Sadly, the case grew cold, and the skeleton remained unidentified for decades. Over the years, the Lake County Sheriff's Office has pursued leads with the California Department of Justice, leveraging emerging technology to identify the unknown victim. In March of 2023, a breakthrough occurred when a representative of the California Department of Justice suggested using Othram, a private DNA lab known for cutting-edge procedures. By January 2024, a potential match for a living relative had surfaced, leading to critical information about the victim's family. Then, in March of 2024, a second match provided more details. A living relative mentioned a missing grandmother's sister from the 1970s. Armed with new information, a sergeant with the Lake County Sheriff's Office conducted interviews and additional DNA testing. It was in April 2024 the mystery had been solved. Jane Doe was identified as Wanda Lee Brewer from Carson, California. This breakthrough has reignited the investigation. Although this case is old, detectives are hoping for new leads. Anyone with information is urged to contact Sergeant Mora of the Lake County Sheriff's Office at jeffrey.mora@lakecountyca.gov. We now turn to a recent Board of Supervisors meeting where a decision to merge key health departments sparked debate among county supervisors. Last week, a proposal to combine the Public Health and Behavioral Health and Recovery Services departments into a new entity called Health Services faced scrutiny from county supervisors. Dr. Janine Miller, currently the head of Behavioral Health, would lead this new entity, aiming to streamline operations and save Mendocino County an estimated $200,000. Second District Supervisor Maureen Mulheron highlighted the cost-saving potential and emphasized the ongoing efforts to articulate the new structure. However, concerns from other supervisors, like 5th District Supervisor Ted Williams and 1st District Supervisor Glenn McGordy, centered on the need for a comprehensive plan before formal approval. Supervisor Williams stressed the importance of a fully fleshed-out vision, citing past missteps such as the unpopular relocation of the Veterans Services Office. He expressed a desire for clarity on the long-term vision and organizational impact of this merger. In a surprising turn of events, the matter was actually revisited towards the end of the meeting as a senior department staff member presented a letter endorsing Dr. Miller's leadership, signed by employees. However, Union Representative Patrick Hickey raised concerns about potential coercion in obtaining these signatures for the letter. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.